Job 14. And I'm just going by some of these scriptures I had marked, and I'm not sure how I'm going to put it together and how the Lord going to work this. Job 14th chapter, and I don't know what it is in your Bibles. You might not hear, because I got a bunch of scriptures I have marked here, so I'm not going to tell you. You can write it on your bulletin, your program there, these scriptures. You don't have to go there. I'm going to read it. Job the 14 and verse 14 asks a question here, and it reads, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. We want to preach this morning from the subject, die now to live again. Die now to live again. And I'm going down through some of these scriptures and see what it's talked about. So that, and along that same verse, and Job posed a question, if a man die, will he live again? In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, Paul was dealing with the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
And in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, it reads, behold, I show you a mystery. And in the Bible, when it's talking about a mystery, it's talking about a previously unknown truth that's now divinely revealed. That's what a mystery is in biblical terms, in the biblical sense, something we didn't know about beforehand, dealing with spiritual things. But after Jesus came, he revealed it to us. So it was unknown to us, but after Jesus came, amen, it's no longer a mystery. We know all that Jesus did when he came. He came to suffer and die for us. He come to seek and save those that was lost. He come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He died for us to make a way for us to enter into his kingdom so that we can be there with him to celebrate him. Because if you think you're going to heaven and all you're going to do there is live such a big, big life, the Bible tells us all we're going to do is be praising God. So I tell you now, if you don't get your praise in now while you're down here, we got to get some practice in. Because if that's all we're going to be doing up there is praising him, I want God to be pleased with my praise for all that he's done for me. But see, he said, I'm going to show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, or that word sleep mean die.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But we shall all be changed.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to be changed. Job said, I'm going to wait till my change come. And there will be a change in our lives after we die this physical death. Amen. For those who know the Lord. But the truth of the matter is, for everybody. Amen. Because some of us going to be changed and meet the Lord, and some of us going to change and meet the devil. It's no two ways about it. Amen. You're either going to be with the Lord or you're going to be with Satan. That's just the brass facts of it all. But he says, yeah, Paul said, but we shall all be changed. He said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. I want you to hold on to that trump now. For the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. Now look what he's saying. This is our ultimate victory. Amen. For Christians. So when this corruptible, amen, shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, great God Almighty, is swallowed up.
Well,
amen. In victory.
Amen.
The sting of death is sin. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. My mother suffered in that physical body those last 10 days, 2 weeks. Suffered like I've never heard about. We had to hold her hand, and they had to dope her up with so much morphine and all. But she just kept calling on the name of Jesus. She even, my sister come running down the hall and said, Robert, you need to go in there and pray the Lord's Prayer with Mama. I said, Lord, don't you know the Lord's Prayer? Come on now, somebody help me out here now. It doesn't matter who does it. Amen. If whether you know him enough, amen. Amen. But see, when I got to the room, the Lord didn't want me to recite the Lord's Prayer. He wanted me just to pray with Mama. While she was suffering and going through all the things that she was going through and all, and all she could do was moan and groan and holler out, and she'd holler out, oh, Jesus, you know, I love you, Jesus, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my children. Then she'd look up and say, Robert, are the children all right? In the midst of your suffering, you're thinking about somebody else. That's how mothers are.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And dad, sometimes we like kick you out or something like that, you know. But mothers, they just, it's just that bond that you have and all. And mother wanted to make sure everything and everybody was all right. Mother knew she was dying.
Well,
mother knew that sooner or later she was gone. And she wanted to meet my daddy.
Yes, sir.
Mama, that's all she talked about, is how much she loved my daddy. She wanted to see daddy and all. And she wanted to see Jesus and all these things. And she was in the midst of that changeover period. She knew what that song says, soon and very soon we are going to see the King.
Yes, sir.
She knew that soon she was going to see the King. She was going to put on immortality, life with Jesus throughout all eternity. And she was leaving this earthly home. But she also knew God had a place reserved for her. God, oh, Lord, let me see here. I marked all of these things. Yes, sir, that's part of one I marked. It's another one I marked here, Thessalonians, in Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians, bless your heart. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. I think about Mama when I look at this. Say, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Paul saying it again to the church at Thessalonica. Concerning them who are dead. Amen. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Christians, people are born again, have this hope in us.
Yeah.
The songwriter even penned a song. He said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. He said, I don't know why Christians are so worried about everything as though they have no hope. And I think about my family there in the room, not knowing Jesus, not knowing about anything, but yet they're going to tell somebody about string beans and a light and all this kind of stuff. God said, don't worry about that kind of stuff. If you know me, don't worry about those kind of stuff, because I'm coming back for my own.
Yes.
I'm coming to meet my own. I'm going to take them who have labored in the Lord, those who have called upon my name and trusted in me. Jesus said, I will come back and escort them from this earthly realm, amen, to that eternity where they're going to spend their home. Then Paul going to say, for if we believe that Jesus did die, amen, and rise again, rose, even so them also which die in Jesus will God bring with him when he come back to gather us all. See, you're not going to do nothing ahead of those who done died first. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He said he's coming back and get them first. those that going on now. There's some folk talking about there's a holding pattern somewhere. Come on, help me, Jesus. Now there's a purgatory and there's a holding place. Amen. There ain't no holding place, because when we die and we are absent in the body, then we're present with the Lord. The spirit goes back to the Lord from which it has come. Amen. Amen. What we put in that grave out there, amen, is nothing but an old house that done decayed and broke down. Because one day, if you live long enough, amen, this body is going to break down. Amen. Things going to start decaying in this house. Amen. Where our spirit is enclosed. Amen. One day, the health inspector going to come by this household. Amen. Say he going to put a not habitable. Amen. You can't live there in them. No. Why, bummer? Because these old eyes of mine keep getting weaker and dimmer. I've got to move to a better home. Amen. And one day, these old footsteps, amen, going to start getting a little slower. And we got to move to a better home. And this old back of mine keep on aching. We got to move. Come on now, help me out. Help me out now. Somebody help me out. Help me out. Help me out. One day, we got to get up from here. It's moving day. Amen. Amen. We live dying now so that we can live again. And when we live again, it's throughout all eternity. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Look what he said in verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. I'm not just telling you this. I'm not just telling you about string beans and some light. I'm telling you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Don't add nothing to it. Don't add no string beans. Don't add no light to it. Amen. Look what it says here. By the word of God, I'm telling you this. Amen. He said that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Those that have died already, don't think just because God come back, you coming first. God say that the dead in Christ gonna rise first. Then we who are alive and remain, and I used to worry about that word remain. Remain what? Remain what? What are you talking about? Remain on the earth? What are you talking about? It's talking about remain faithful. You know, you can be down here and still left down here, but it don't mean you're going to be faithful. Amen. Because when them 1,000 years ring, amen, amen, some folks still going to have an opportunity to call upon the name of Jesus. Come on now, somebody. That's the word of God now. Amen. Amen. And look what he said, verse 16. For the Lord himself, great God from Mount Zion, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, amen, with a shout. It tells me that God's going to make some noise when he come back in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because that's victory time. That's when they're talking about that corruption, incorruption, and mortal immortality and all. It's time to do some shouting. It's time to praise the Lord when all that happened. And say, so the Lord's going to make some noise. And he's going to have the voice of the archangel and the trump. You remember I just read something about a trump? Amen. And the trump of God and the dead and Christ going to rise first of all. Amen. If you died in the Lord, you're going to rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up. Amen. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Mama done left a house down here. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. I had something else marked here. Let me. I think you mentioned it a little bit earlier, Reverend Kelly. John 14. Amen. Mama left a house here. Amen. The deeds and everything is now in the kids' name and all. She don't need that house anymore. Amen. Her and daddy worked a long time to build that house and make it habitable for the family and the kids to be raised and taught right from wrong and learn how to meet Jesus and live a godly life in that house. But guess what? Mama don't need, amen, that house, amen, no more. What you talking about, preacher? John 14. Mama, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, y'all don't hear me now, in my Father's house is many mansions. And I can't imagine that, because my Father's got a house, and the house got many mansions in it. We ain't seen nothing that big down here. You can go around to the millionaire's home, you can go everywhere you want, amen. But it's just one house, amen. But in my Father's house, amen, and Jesus is talking because it's in the red print here, amen, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I'm not going to lie to you now. I'm not going to test a lie like some folk get up in church and lie about their testimony and all. He said, but if it were not so, I would have told you so. But I'm going to prepare a place for you, because you know this old house going to fall apart. It's going to decay. Amen. Health inspector is going to say you can't live there anymore. So you got to go somewhere. And God said, I got just the right place. I've been working on it ever since I left here. They thought they killed me. Amen. I've been working on your house ever since they put me in the grave. When I rose from the grave, when I went back to be with my daddy. Amen. I've been working on your house. Amen. Just like mother when they come home, and daddies, when the house is in there and they got babies, they go in and they fix up the little baby's room, amen. They got borders, amen. They got chairs, they got a bassinet, they got a bed in that thing. So when you come home from the hospital, that baby got a place to live. That's what Jesus done, amen. He done went away and he's working on a house, a mansion, a house that's got many mansions, he said, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. See, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Y'all don't hear me today. And mama, daddy, he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. I'm dying now, amen. But I'm preparing for life ever after with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. There was one time mama's body was racked with pain, but when she took that last breath, amen, she was going on to be with the Lord. And we down here crying, we down here moaning, got tears and all these kind of things. And mama over there on the other side of the River Jordan, where somebody say the wicked will see from traveling and the weary soul will be at rest.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Joy, joy, joy. Sanctified joy. Love getting joy. Peace giving joy. Holy Ghost joy. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Amen. That's why when we go to a funeral, amen, the homegoing of a saint, amen, we ain't crying. Amen. We are the tears of joy. Amen. I cried when she was suffering. Amen. I begged the Lord to take her home. But I remember the Bible that say the Lord said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. When mama was crying out to God, amen, he let Jesus wipe the tears from her eyes. And when she called on the name of Jesus, Jesus came there. The pastor wouldn't come. Come on now. You call him because of his position. He's such a powerful man. He was so dignified, got so many honors and all this stuff. Couldn't take time out to come to a member that's been on the church roll, paid the tithe, did. My daddy drove him around, did all those things. Couldn't take time to come see mama. But I'm so glad that the Jesus that I know said he'll never leave her, never will forsake her. When she was in prison, he was right there.
Yes, sir.
We all got to die. But I'm so glad that we will live again. I'm not afraid of dying. Not afraid of dying. Come away, not afraid of it. Amen. Because I know God got something good for me that awaiting me. Well, he left me here for some reason. I done been through so much, but he done left me here for some reason. But if he was to call me tonight, because I told the family, I said, mama's suffering. Doctors done gave up on her. All these kind of things. But either one of us in this room could die before mama. And I wish y'all ready, amen. And then I'll be talking to you about something light or something like that, amen. Come on now, amen. You got to know Jesus. I said, them folk don't know no Jesus, amen. They don't worship him. They don't praise him. Ain't going to have me put out the room, amen. Come on now. Who knows Jesus, know how to get a prayer through, know how to get a prayer answered, amen. Ain't going to have me put out the room. That's the devil, I'm going to tell you right now. Fooling everybody, amen. That and going around telling everybody, amen, I almost had her to the light. You can't get yourself to the light. Come on now. How you going to get somebody else to the light? Amen. Help me out. Help me out. Help me out. Help me out. Amen. They won't let me preach. I'm glad y'all letting me preach. Amen. Great God Almighty. Amen. I got it in there. It's got to come out somewhere. But I'm telling you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. I'm not just telling you anything I want you to hear, because all of us got to come this way. Yeah. Amen. I don't care how good you are. I don't care. I remember one day I was up in church. I was testifying about how good God is, all the heart attacks, all the strokes I had. Preacher got up behind me and he said, I ain't like Pastor Bummer. I ain't had no heart attacks. I ain't had no strokes and all this. But God been good to me and all. I don't have to get up and shout. Yes, you do. Because if you never had a heart attack, if you never had a stroke, God done been good to you. And if he's been good to you, you ought to praise him anyhow. If you never went through anything, that meaning that God is walking with you. Amen. Come on now. Help me out. Folk get jealous when they see folks start praising God. Amen. But I know him. And I know him for myself. I'm going to praise him when I'm sick. I'm going to praise him when I'm well. I'm going to praise him when I'm starving and hungry, because the Bible says he feeds me anyhow. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Amen. Since mama been sick, amen, I've been having more pains in my side, amen, in my head, every which way, amen. Folks say, you better check yourself out. But mama was with me when I was sick, amen. And I know she wasn't well, amen, but she stood by my side. Amen. I'm going to make sure I stand by her side now that mama gone on and she in the best hands she can be in now. Amen. I can take care of myself now. Amen. I can do a little thing, get checked out and see everything is all right, so I can keep on preaching this word. Y'all don't hear me now. Mama's all right. Mama's gone. I couldn't keep her here much as I wanted here, but I didn't want her here suffering. Amen. Amen. I wanted God to take her. I begged God every day to take mama. Amen. But God know when the time is right. And God don't answer prayer according to my timetable. He's got a special timetable. Amen. Y'all don't hear me now. Amen. Great God Almighty. Amen. But God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We all gonna die. I done had burials, babies just like this. Babies just like this. And I done had old folks that done went in the ground. But you know what? Only God knows when your time is up. And it behooves us, until we take our last breath, to praise God. Some simple things. Amen. Sister Barbara talking about the snake in the room. You know that snake could have crawled up in her bed and bit her at night. Come on now, somebody help me out there. Amen. That's a blessing. That's it. I'm like Reverend. I'd have got a gun and blew a hole in that floor so big, you ain't gonna know what. And then I told Reverend, I agree with him too, being a realtor. Amen. Great God, man. If it's between me and the snake, God's creature, I'm gonna kill him, because the snake is a slippery old schemy rascal. Amen. Come on now, say, man. Amen. The devil took on the form of a serpent. Am I right about it? Somebody work with me now. Somebody work with me now. Say it was beautiful. If in my house, Jim, he's gone. Amen. They asked her. They told Barbara, they're gonna have to kill it. I know what they mean. It's gonna make a mess. I'd rather clean the floor up, amen, than somebody clean me up. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. See, I hate when folks say to me, you're lucky. I don't believe in luck. That's the devil's work. That's Satan's work. Luck. I'm blessed. Yes. Amen. I'm blessed and I've been blessed. Amen. Don't be talking about luck. Amen. Ain't no luck in this thing. See, I don't play the lottery. Amen. I trust in God. See, you spending your last dime playing the lottery and all that kind of mess. Amen. When God said, I will supply your every need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. The trouble is you want more than your needs. Amen. You want some other stuff. God said, I will provide you your daily bread. Come on, somebody help me out here now. Amen, amen. Now, I feel good now. I done preach mama service. I done preach mama service. They try to stop me. Even family try to stop me. Amen. See, I ain't no big shot like my pastor. My pastor was the mayor of Fredericksburg for 20 years. He's got prestige. He got all this kind of stuff. And folk like that, they want prestige around and all that kind of stuff and all like that, you know. I don't believe in that mess. Amen. I'm just a little old country boy who loved me some Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love the word of God. I love preaching and teaching the word of God. Amen. And I tell you what, I'll go to my grave that way. You know, amen. Fame, I ain't got it. I don't want it. Amen. All I want is Jesus to love me. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all mama did. Mama did all the stuff. She wasn't like daddy. See, I tell you, well, daddy, you know, daddy was in church all the time and all like that. Mama was kind of sickly off and on. She didn't go to church a whole lot, but she knew Jesus. She worshiped him. She knew him. And that's all that matters. You know, because if you can't get to him, he'll come to you.
Yeah.
Amen. If you want him to. And she did that thing. Even on her deathbed, she called on him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And he came there. Amen. And he wiped the tears from her eyes. He took away the pain that the doctors and all the medication in the world couldn't take away from her. Amen. God, say, rest. Take your peace, Rosabelle. Take your peace. Come on up to glory. For this house that I got built for you. One day, when this old welfare life is over, and we are dying to the world, and this old physical body, I'm going to tell you now, you're dying here to live again up there. God bless you.